Hello and welcome to our podcast, where today it is the League One playoff final with Charlton versus Sunderland. So yeah, let's get into it. So I'll go through the lineups and then I'll talk about who I think is gonna win. So for Charlton, in number one in goal is Phillips, number four is Bielik, number five is Bauer, number 23 is Saar, number two is Ditchdeal, I don't know how to say it. Number 15 is Pratley, number 24 is Cullen, number 17 is Aribo, number 16 is Purinton, number 9 is Taylor, number 10 is Parker, and then in the subs there's number 6 Pierce, number 8 Forster Kasky, number 12 Reeves, number 20 Solly, number 21 Williams, number 22 Maxwell, and number 32 Lapsey. So for Sunderland, in goal is number 1 John McLaughlin, number 13 is O'Neill, number 5 is Ozturk, number 12 is Flanagan, number 3 is Oviedo, number 6 is Catamol, number 27 is Power, number 23 is Leadbitter, number 10 is Honeyman, number 9 is White, and number 7 is Maguire. And in the subs they have number 2 Matthews, number 11 Gooch, number 17 Morgan, number 9 McGeady, number 22 Grigg, number 30 Dunn, and number 32 Strijek. So the referee is Andy Madley. So I think that Sunderland will win because they have recently been in the Premier League. They got relegated from the Championship before they got relegated to here. So they have had a decent amount of experience in higher leagues, and Charlton, not really too sure about them, but I don't think they've ever been in the Premier League anytime soon. Not anytime soon, anytime lately. So yeah. Oh yeah, Max only cut out there. So yeah, what I was didn't really need to say much more. So I'll see you at half time. Sorry about this, but I actually forgot to do a review thing at half time. So currently it is full time, and it was an exciting game. In the end, Charlton did come out on top. It was 2-1 in the end. So I'll quickly go through the stats, then I'll go through what the league table is going to be like next season. Not the league table, like who's going to be in the league. So yeah. As I said, ended 2-1. For Sunderland, Saar scored an own goal in the 5th minute, so that made Sunderland 1 up. Then Charlton equalised in the 35th minute. Then that was Purinton. And for Charlton again, Bauer, after half-time, scored the winner in the 94th minute. And that was 94 minutes of added time, so that was super lucky. Pretty sure it's one of the last kicks in the game. And if you're wondering, because Sunderland have been relegated from the Premier League and then the Championship, they've run out of money and they've lost a load of their players, because the good players that were in Sunderland want to go to a better club. So as they've not been promoted and they won't get the money, they're pretty much not, they won't be very good next season. Won't be surprised if they got relegated next season, because a lot of their players are going to go. In the end, it was 48% possession to Charlton, 52% to Sunderland. Charlton had 8 shots, Sunderland had 10. Charlton had 2 shots on target, Sunderland had 3. Charlton had 3 corners, Sunderland had 4. Charlton committed 14 fouls, Sunderland committed 20. So that's the stats. Like I said, really, really good game. Last minute winner. as well. So I'll go through who's got like relegated or whatever this season. So for League One, give me a sec so I can find it. Just on the app, and I have to search for all of it. Right, so for League One, Luton, Barnsley and Charlton, they all got promoted. And then Plymouth, Walsall, Scunthorpe and Bradford went down. So, in the Championship, there is, in the Championship, the people who have come down to League One is Rotherham United, Bolton and Ipswich. Then if you'll quickly let me find League Two. Why isn't it coming up? So in League Two, I'm not sure if we've done the playoffs yet actually. Not too sure. So League Two, the three people who'll be coming up is Lincoln, Bury, MK Dons, and not sure if they've done the playoffs. I'll have a look, give me a sec. From the fixtures for the game. So the people who'll be coming up is Lincoln City, Bury, MK Dons, and Tranmere. So, yeah. Those are the people who'll be coming up. And then staying in League One will be, let me find it again. It is Portsmouth, Sunderland, Doncaster, Peterborough, Coventry, Burton, Blackpool, Fleetwood, Oxford United, Gillingham, Accrington Stanley, Bristol Rovers, Rochdale, Wickham, Shrewsbury, Southend, and Wimbledon. So, yeah, those are the clubs who will be in League One next season. So, I'm off on now. As I said, from the stats, it seemed like Sunderland deserved to win. But if you were just looking at the game normally, you couldn't tell. It was so equal. You would think that it's 50-50 for the thing. But, that's enough from me now. So, thank you for listening and see you.